Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm back.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Pitsford back on the show. Gary and I go back way back, long before I started doing my radio show. He and I have known each other since the mid-80s. That's a long time. We were both just coming out of high school in those days. And he's the president and CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors. That's a fee-based financial advising company. And he is the author of Your Family Business, Your Family Net Worth. And he's one of the leaders in the industry of financial advisors, especially fee-based. He's our good friend, Gary Pitsford. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. It's good to talk to you again.
It's good to have you back, Gary. And we continue to live the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. And you and I've been through a few of these. We've known each other through the crash of '87 and three or four recessions and a whole bunch of emergencies. But this was different, isn't it? It's own unique calamity, isn't it?
It is kind of unique because it hit fast. It hit hard, but we all think that it's going to go away in a couple of months. So it's not going to drag on for, 5 or 10 years.
Right.
It's not an economic problem. It's a medical health problem, and we just got to get people that are sick, make them well, and try and keep all of our clients healthy and not out mingling with lots of crowds.
Well, that's the double whammy of this particular thing. It's a health crisis that's causing an economic crisis, and this is something that we're spending a lot of time talking about on the show here, is the experiences that people are having out there and how they're working to blend their resources with whatever help the government can give us. So I want to get your thought on this, Gary. You've got thousands of clients out there in the different services that you offer. I've been holding for 3 to 4 years now, based on polling that I've seen, based on my own walking around in the marketplace evidence, based on polling that I've done myself. The small business sector is stronger financially right now, or was, let's say, 2 months ago, stronger 2 months ago than it's ever been in my career, from a balance sheet standpoint, from a cash standpoint, from a credit availability standpoint. It's stronger. It was stronger than it's ever been. What do you think about that?
You're probably right, because most of the business owners that you and I talk to or that we work with around the United States lived through 2008, 2009, and 2010, and coming out of that, they made a decision that we're not going to get caught like this again.
That's
we're
right.
Get our debt
That's exactly
down.
Right.
We're going to become financially strong. They're going to protect themselves, and in the last 6 or 8 years, they've all beefed up their balance sheets. They've paid down debt. They've gotten rid of bad inventory. They've made their company stronger.
Their organizations are streamlined. They know how to turn a nickel into a dime more than ever before.
Right. Because they really got hurt hard in 08 and 09, and the strong people survived that time.
Right.
And now they're even stronger because they know what they had to do.
That's exactly right, folks. What he said is absolutely on point. And thank you for that report, Gary. And this is why, see, this is what you just said is what's missing in the analysis that people see on television right now. The government doesn't need to save the small business sector. It just needs to help it. And you and I both know that there are a lot of small businesses out there who are still paying their employees, even though the doors are closed. But it will be important for the government to infuse these funds in there to blend with the resources, the organic resources of these companies to help them last longer. What do you think about that, my thoughts there?
Well, you're headed in the right direction. The government has done an excellent job of coming up with a plan to get money into business owners' hands to help pay the rent and help pay the payroll for the next 2 months.
Right.
The payroll protection plan that you've talked about is going to get money into the business owners' hands, and they'll get them through April and May. And hopefully by June, there'll be some work. The country will go back to work.
We can start letting customers come in the front door and ringing that bell over the front door. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Gary Pitsford. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.